Erevin Perk Zion Mishnah Yud. Bekol Ma'arvin Mishtatfin. You can make Erevin with anything, and you can make Shetufim Uvos with anything, any type of food. Chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melech, except for water and salt, because these things, the Rav explains, do not give sustenance. They're not zon. Now, obviously, when we deal with Erevin, we're not dealing with Eruvei Chatzeres, because that's dafka with pas, with bread. So the Erevin has to be Eruvei Tchumin. And we know that by a mavoi, you can use anything, except obviously water and salt. But the main nukud, one of the reasons the Mefarshim explain why we're repeating this again, we had this in the beginning of the Masechta, is actually to teach us a lesson. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, this is Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. And the lesson that Rabbi Eliezer is teaching us is that what's understood is that when you do deal with Eruvei Chatzeros, which we know you can only use bread, by Eruvei Chatzeros, you do not need complete whole loaves. You can even have pieces of bread, prusos. Rabbi Shua Omer Kikar Hu Erev. Rabbi Shua says when it comes to Eruvei Chatzeros, you cannot have just pieces of bread. You have to use a complete loaf. As Rabbi Shua continues, Afilu Ma'afei Sa V'hi Prusa. Even if you bake something that is the size of a sa, which is a very large amount, it's like 144 eggs. V'hi Prusa, but it's not a complete loaf. Ein Ma'arvin Ba. You cannot make an Erev with it. But on the flip side, kikar be'iser, if you have a little loaf that's tiny, it's just a size of an iser coin, v'hu shalem, but it's complete, ma'arvin bo. You can make an erev with that. Now, according to Rabbi Shua, the reason that you dafka should not use something that's not complete is because we're afraid that it's going to cause eva, machlokas, and people are going to be upset at each other when one person has a complete loaf and one person that's all part of the same erev, another person has a piece, but not a complete loaf. So therefore, we require everybody to do a complete loaf. And the Rav says, Allah is like Rabbi Shua.